Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. We are by the Ramah on the top line of page Reish Lamed, which is the page following 458. We discussed last night the idea of making an Erev Chatzeros when there is a Chatzer that has houses around it. The houses are owned by different people. So they put all their food together into one house and they become partners in that house. And Mamela, in the whole area, that allows them to carry from their houses to the Chatzer, to other houses, and within that whole area. Now what the Ramah comes to do, he extends this discussion of an Erev Chatzeros on a boat, on a ship. Says the Ramah, Batim shebesvina tzrichim Erev. Houses on a ship require an Erev. To say it a little differently, let's say there's a cruise ship, let's say there's a boat that people are going on, and everybody has their own room on the boat, so they require an Erev as well. Afal pi sheyesh lasvina mechitzos. Even though the boat is surrounded by walls, but lamaisa, there are different rooms designated for different people on the ship, they need to make an Erev. V'im ein lasvina mechitzos. If the Svina does not have walls, so then Osir Letaltal Basvina Rakbar Ba'amos. Then, as we'll see, the Svina gets a din of a Carmelis, and you can't carry beyond for Amos. V'ayin Lekamon, Sov Simen Shin Pei Beis, V'simen Tofei Siv Zayim. So now let's see the Mishabura, but again, the idea we're doing over here is we're really just extending what we said before. We said in the Chatzar, then we discussed yesterday in a Midbar that people are camping there, so that's where they live. So if there's a wall around the tents, they have to make an Erev, because the area joint in between is like a Chatzar. Here also, again, as we'll see in the Mishabura, you have a Svina that has different rooms for different individuals and a joint area in the middle. So in order to carry, when the whole area is surrounded by a wall, you'd have to make an Erev. Says the Mishabura, so batim that are on a boat, sheshayochim lanoshem yuchadim. Each bias, each room is designated to specific people. V'atam, the reason they need an Erev is delo garam meyoshe ohalim. It's no different than when we discussed yesterday the people that are living in tents. Shetzrichim eruvei chatzeros. They require an Erev chatzeros. Sheav kan habatim kvun lahem. Because here also the houses, the rooms are set for them. L'kol meshech nisiyasim ahayom. For the whole 2-week trip that they're going on the boat, so they have these designated rooms. What the Mishabura means to say is that yesterday we saw a chiluk between people that are in the desert. If they're dwelling there, they actually live there, they're spending time there, or they're just on a shiara traveling through. A shiara, we said, does not need an Erev. We're saying the boat that you're there for a nice amount of time, that's not like a shiara, that's like people that are actually encamped and living in the tents in the desert. V'ayim b'magen Avram v'al yirabu. Look in the Magen Avraham and El Yerabah that they say didafka kishiyesh ba eza batim ashayachim liYisraelim. It has to be that there are houses that belong to Yisraelim. Avalim ein basvina rak bayis echad. But if there's only one private suite on the boat, ushare anoshim shochnim basvina atzma, and the rest of the people are in all the joint area of the boat, that's where they're sleeping. But there's only one suite where there's a separate room, so ein tzrichim erev klal. That area does not need an Erev, like we learned by a Chatzar. A Chatzar only gets it in a Chatzar if there are two houses. See, here also, there have to be two batim on the ship. If there's only one bias, everyone else is in a joint area, it does not need an Erev. Klal, umutr lahotzi min habayis lasvina. And you would be allowed to carry out from that bias, from that suite, onto the main part of the boat. V'ayim be'arlacha. Sivkotun yudalit tzrichin Erev. So this boat with the batim around it needs an Erev. V'al yedei zeh, yeh mutter l'talta mibayis l'bayis u'mibatim asrina. Through the Erev, you will now be allowed to carry from house to house, meaning from room to room, and from the rooms to the joint area of the ship. U'below Erev aser b'chal zeh. Without an Erev, you will not be allowed to carry from your room out to the joint area of the Svina, or from one room to another room. All that would be off limits. Aval b'svina atzma. But in the joint area of the Svina itself, Mutter l'talto b'kula kemo b'chatzer. Like we discussed yesterday, kelim that started Shabbos in the chatzer can be carried freely within the chatzer and even from chatzer to chatzer. So here also, the joint area of the Svina has a din chatzer, so you can carry freely in that area things that started off Shabbos in that joint area of the Svina. You just wouldn't be able to carry from room to room or from room to the Svina, but within the Svina you would be allowed to carry. V'chein osam Svinos. So too those boats, she'ein lahem batim, they have no rooms in them, el shuriyim basrina, everyone rather is just dwelling in the joint area of the boat, hareihem kishuriyim b'chatzer achas. That's like everyone living in sleeping bags in the chatzer itself, she'mutarim letalta b'kula b'li eriv. You don't need an eriv in that case. So again, you only need an eriv when there are two houses around the chatzer. So you have to have over here at least two batim around the area of the svina, then you require an eruv. Sivkatan tesvav. This is a required eruv, the Rama said. Afal pi sheyesh asvina b'chitzos, even though there are walls. Shel asar tfachim, of 10 tfachim, v'dinu kosher sayachid, and the whole area of the boat is considered sayachid, you still need an eruv because there are individual rooms by at least two people. Sivkatan tezayin. V'im ein lasvina mechitzos. The Rama said, if the boat does not have mechitzos around it, it is usher to carry in that svina more than 4 amos. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'im mechitzos. If it doesn't have mechitzos, shel asar tfachim, it doesn't have walls that are 10 tfachim high, umodedim mikakeisa. The walls of the boat that need to be 10 tfachim is measured from the ground, from the floor of the boat. The afal pish yesh eza tfachim b'mayim, even though from the outside of the boat the walls go much deeper and they go into the water, we don't care about that height. We only care about the height of the wall inside the boat. It has to be 10 tfachim. If it's not 10 tfachim, then sekatan yudzayin osur letalta basvina. You are not allowed to carry on the boat. To have your karmelis, because this boat without walls is now a karmelis. Ubaofen zem mutu letalta min hayom lesocho misocho letol hayom. So even though we have a chumra, you can't carry more than 4 amos in the boat because that's a karmelis. But there's also a kula in it being a karmelis because the sea that the boat is in is also a karmelis. So you would be allowed to carry from the boat to the sea and from the sea to the boat, from Carmelis to Carmelis, that would be okay. The mutter letaltam the Carmelis to Carmelis, because you are allowed to carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis. Kosav Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, Dim yesh batim basvina. If there are individual houses or rooms in the boat, vasvina atzma ein lo mechitzos shel asar tfachim, but the boat around it does not have walls or a 10 tfachim high, aser lahotzi min abatim basvina. You can't carry from the houses to the boat. The meyushus hayochel lekarmelos kamapik. You'd be carrying from the room which is a reshayochel to the joint area of the boat which doesn't have walls, so it's a karmelos. That's aser. However, v'ayin bir alocha ma shehevesi od b'shem Magen Avram. Look what I wrote in the bir alocha b'shem the Magen Avram. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.